This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That's right, the drive is live. We are in New Caney at Buffalo Wild Wings, 59 and 99. If you need a spot in today's world, all you got to do is enter that thing in that navigation and get on down here. Them Google Maps will get you right to this front door. Come on through, hang out with us. It is supposed to be a Thirsty Thursday on location at Buffalo Wild Wings, but it's a Wednesday, so we refer to those as a wet Wednesday. So come on through and hang out. The place is starting to fill up a little bit with these college games rocking and rolling. It's a beautiful time of the year, New Year's with the college football, obviously. New Year's Day, we got some monster games tomorrow as well. And then obviously we kick off the NFL week 18 and then the playoffs. So we're up against it, man. It's a beautiful time to be in the business that we're in. It's a beautiful time to be out at Buffalo Wild Wings. If you are in the building, make sure you put your name in the box right here. It's just a raffle ticket. We don't want any of your private information, personal information. Get you a raffle ticket right there. We got a big Bud Light cooler there. We got a smaller Michelob Ultra cooler here. We got a Bluetooth speaker here that's about the size of a tall boy Coors Light, if you're wondering. And then we got a mini tabletop foosball set right there that we'll be giving away today throughout the show. As we roll on the show today, Luke Morrow is in for Ron the Show Hughley. And we will have on the show today at 2:40 D'Amico Ryans live from NRG Stadium and C.J. Stroud at 3:40 live from NRG Stadium as well. And we typically do this part a little later in the show, but really since these college football games are already kicking off, a couple of them have already kicked off, and Tyler has absolutely got to let everybody know how he's betting this Texas game for sure. Let's hit these daily T-Mills best bets real quick to make sure everybody out there that listens, if you want to follow, you can get maybe a live bet in on this Texas game, and then you'll know what's going down the rest of the evening with old T-Mills best bets. Tyler, you got us, baby. You ready?
Yes, sir. I do got you. Good to hear from you boys on a wet Wednesday down the line. Bear with me here. Now, like literally right now, if you are talking, I do not know. We're working through some technical issues with the headphones in my booth here. But I'm going to give you the best bets real fast. 4 of them for today. Michigan, of course, +8.5 is what I got it at. It's down to like 4. I still like that because, well, screw those Longhorns. Same game, Cheez-Its. The Cheez-It Bowl coming up any minute. Michigan, Texas, under 49 in the game for them. And then we got the Utah Utes at 2:30. I got them minus 13.5 as they take on Nebraska. And your last best bet today, number 4, the Miami Hurricanes, whom I hate very much right now. They're taking on Ohio State as the college football playoffs roll on tonight. I am on under 20 points in the first half. Those are your best bets. Take it away, boys.
That sounds like a good one. This Texas game, I don't believe it's kicked yet. They're getting ready to kick. You may still have time to get it in, but if you're one of them serious bettors out there, you got live betting anyway. So as Tyler said, you can make it happen at any point in time. Right now, Arizona State and Duke are tied in the second half to start the second quarter, 14-14. And did I see a little earlier? There it is right there, 31-24 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Vandy was getting They were getting steamrolled there a little bit early, but looks like they've come back and made this a one-possession game. And they're on the defensive side of things right now, down 7 with 5 minutes to go. So you got those two bowl games going, Texas and Michigan fixing to kick. And then tonight you've got the big one. Tonight is the big dog. You got Miami, number 10, Miami at number 2. Ohio State in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl being played right up the street. The winner of this game will play in the Fiesta Bowl, play the winner of the Mississippi Ole Miss-Georgia matchup. And this is an interesting game. Let's just stay right where we're at, and let's start with this Texas game that's kicking right now. I mean, to start the preseason, Bryce Underwood, the quarterback at Michigan, and Arch Manning, the quarterback at Texas. This would have been, if this was opening weekend, this would have been one of the most hyped games of the year. You've got two really good young quarterbacks that may not have as much hype on them right now as they had a year ago, but they got a lot of college football left to play. This is a hell of a young quarterback matchup in this Michigan Texas game. There are a couple of players. Texas is without their top three running backs. They've all entered the transfer portal. And Michigan is without two of their top defenders. They've opted out, I believe, for the draft. I believe that's for the draft, not in the transfer portal. But Michigan, Texas, who you like in this one right here, Luke?
I'm sorry to go against you, Tyler. I'm on Texas. I got it at 6.5.
I like losing money.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out over the next few hours. But I think this time of year, I mean, you just mentioned the guys who have opted out or in the transfer portal. And so I think a lot of times this time of year, I always look for which team would be more motivated. And just with everything that has gone on in Michigan, I don't always buy into the whole distraction stuff. But with it already being the end of the season, kind of an underwhelming year, your coach is gone with that whole fiasco. You have your top two defensive players have already moved on. There's just, you're looking elsewhere. You're looking to... And I know Texas didn't have the season they were hoping for either, but I just think Arch Manning still has more to prove. And so, anyways, I think Texas wins today because I just think they'll be more locked in than a Michigan team right now.
Yeah, which that wouldn't be hard to do, right, is be more locked in than a Michigan team right now. And here's the interesting thing about Texas is Arch Manning did not start off the way that obviously everybody thought he was. I mean, Tyler had him winning the Heisman Trophy and being the number one overall pick before the year ever started.
Next season's NFL MVP, man.
He obviously didn't start off that kind of hot, but he's been better of late. He's been really good of late statistically. And you look at what Texas has done. They beat OU. They beat A&M, obviously, down the stretch. Two wins versus playoff teams. I think the end of the year, this is a significantly better Texas team than what we watched to watch them as a disappointment early on. And so I'm with you. I think Michigan is an absolute mess. And I think Texas, for some reason, it seems like they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, not just Sarkisian, but the whole team in a sense of playing today. This would be a game where you would typically, I would think there would be a lot of opt-outs. Right. Not just for transfer portal, but for the draft as well. And it seems like maybe the noise around that topic has just died down, but it seems like they got all hands on deck for this game. So it will be a fun one to watch. I think the big thing with Texas for all my Longhorn fans out there is, you know, it sucks that your top three rushers are transferring. Not that anybody's worried about it, but you're gonna, a place like Texas has got serious depth. You know, sure. They're one of the top, I mean, hell, you call it the top 20 schools. And when you lose a running back, typically you've got another young one waiting in the wings that everybody's been anxious to see anyway. And so We'll see. Right on time, they bounce one running back. I don't even know who it is. Bounces one outside and up the sideline. But let's move on to this Miami-Ohio State game. I think this is obviously the big college football playoff game that's going down tonight, the Cotton Bowl up in Dallas. Ohio State lost 13-10 to Indiana in the Big Ten Championship the last time we saw them on the field. Miami, sorry, Tyler, earmuffs. They won 10-3 over A&M in the first round. I think here's the interesting thing about this game tonight. You got two really good defensive football teams, and you've got the two most accurate quarterbacks in college football. So when you got super accurate quarterbacks, you've got ball control offenses, you got guys that are, for whatever reason, they're being a little bit more on the conservative side. I mean, Julian Sayin, 78.4% completion, 31 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And you look over at Beck in Miami, the older, longer in the tooth quarterback, 74.5% completion, 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. And we saw him last week in that super conservative role in a defensive battle when they beat A&M at Kyle Field 10-3. So I don't know how exciting this is going to be from a explosive plays, points being scored standpoint, but it is going to be two great defenses. And it's going to be two quarterbacks that seem to take care of the football, make the right decision. This could be another game a lot like that A&M at Miami game where it's more about who makes the mistakes and it's not about who makes the big plays.
I think that's what Miami will need in order to win this one
big
as
plays,
well.
Big plays no mistakes?
Just that low scoring, kind of that 10-3 like Texas A&M. I don't think they can keep up with Ohio State. And you know, Miami, I've always been what would be the word? I kind of looking down on the ACC, and like they had a few good wins this year. Obviously, Texas A&M most recently, but Notre Dame earlier in the year. I just don't know if Miami can match up with an Ohio State, and
agreed.
I think that's why Ohio State's favored by 10 in this game, despite the seasons they've had. I mean, Ohio State lost 14 players to the draft last year. I think they're even more talented this year. So you want to talk, like we were just saying with Texas and Michigan, about these teams that have depth. I just don't think Miami has faced a squad like Ohio State, so the best chance is to try to keep it that low-scoring game because I don't think Miami's going to be able to score a lot of points today. Can their defense slow down Ohio State? I'm not so sure. I don't think they've faced that speed that they're going to have to deal with tonight. And I also think a lot of it has been made about this Ryan Day offensive coordinator thing. You would know better than me because you actually played the position. I don't see it as any sort of issue for Ohio State. I mean, he's an offensive coach. He's been there. He's called the plays before. And I think back to when Nick Saban fired Lane Kiffin during the playoff almost a decade ago. And, yes, they lost the national championship, but they scored 31 points that next game with Steve Sarkisian stepping in. So, you know, especially now with the transition to Ryan Day, I think it's an even smoother transition because he's been there and he's an offensive guy. So I know a lot has been made about that as like a equalizer tonight. I don't see it as any sort of issue for Ohio State.
Yeah, I don't see it as any issue either. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's had, I mean, 2-plus weeks to kind of get in a groove with his quarterback and get in a groove with his guys of kind of how they want to run this offense and what they want it to look like. It's not like it was a major overhaul. It was just a change in play caller, and that play caller's been overseeing this offense
right.
longer than the guy that exited. So I agree with you. I don't expect that to be a big deal. Now, it could be. I mean, I'm not going to completely dismiss it, but I don't personally expect it or see how it's a big deal. Interesting. It would be fun to see the Julian Sayin kid, 78.4% completion. Again, 31 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He was in New York for the Heisman ceremony this year. So, I think that may be a little bit rich. I think that may be a little bit much for him. I don't know that he earned that and should have been there, but we will see tonight in that Miami-Ohio State Cotton Bowl for the first game of the second round of the college football playoffs. It's funny you mentioned Miami. I look at Miami and Ole Miss in very similar fashion. I think those two teams, I question whether they got the dudes to keep up with the other teams that are left in the college football playoffs right now. I think everybody else has got comparable dudes, right? Indiana showed that they got comparable dudes when they stood toe-to-toe and actually beat Ohio State. I think you look at Ole Miss and you look at Miami, I still question, do you have the dudes? More so Ole Miss than Miami, but I do agree with you. I'm not overwhelmed. Or I'm a little bit underwhelmed when I watch them and I bump them up against these other schools that are in the playoffs with. So we'll see. Let's move on to early game tomorrow, 11 a.m. kick. Number 5 Oregon versus number 4 Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. The winner of this game goes on to the Peach Bowl and plays the winner of Bama Indiana. I mean, these are two teams here that if you just look at the box scores, look at the facts of the matchup, they're two of the best first-half scoring margin teams in the country. Quick starts. Now, I don't know if that's great offense or great defense because I think both of these teams have pretty good defenses anyway. So I don't know exactly what it is, whether it's the offense or the defense. It's probably a combination of the two. But these two teams have outscored opponents at a higher clip than anybody else in the country. I think they're 1-2 in that category. So you got two teams that are fast starters and typically get, you know, they're that lead horse. This one for me, Luke, is all about Dante Moore. I've not seen Dante Moore play much this year. I've seen some highlights. I don't know if I've seen a snap of a real game. I've seen a bunch of highlights, which, you know, you can make those look pretty. Hell,
yes.
They made me a highlight film that looked pretty impressive. So you can do that with anybody. But this one's about Dante Moore for me. I've seen some drafts, mock drafts that already have him going number one overall in this year's draft, or at least being the first quarterback taken in this year's draft. Him versus that Texas Tech front that is the best front that money can buy. They're nasty, man. And can Oregon give Dante Moore time to cook against what most people believe is a really, really, really good defensive front with some good defensive linemen that can get after the quarterback in Texas Tech? Now, again, we don't necessarily know exactly who Texas Tech is coming out of the Big 12, but I think the matchup is about, again, Dante Moore, Oregon's quarterback, and that Texas Tech old money front.
I think that's the case with all these playoff matchups, kind of like what we were just talking about Miami and Ohio State, that I think in every game you look at, there's still that question of kind of like the haves and the have-nots. And so, unfortunately, in this matchup, for me, it's Texas Tech. Like, I wonder if Texas Tech, I know, obviously, the money put in, they've had a great year, they have talent, but we've just seen Oregon on this stage where this is the new arrival for Texas Tech. I'm curious if they can keep up with the Ducks tomorrow morning. But on paper, to me, this is the tightest matchup, and obviously it should be. It's the 4-5, and I think the Vegas betting line is also the smallest of any of the games in this round of the playoffs. So it is the tightest matchup to me, but I just go back to that concern of can I believe in Texas Tech and this whole idea of kind of the best team money can buy going up against an Oregon squad that's been there over the past few years. And I'm a big Dan Lanning fan, and he's coached a lot of big games already. So curious to see when they actually get out on the field, can Texas Tech truly match up with an Oregon team?
I'm rooting for Texas Tech, man. I got some buddies that went to Texas Tech. I know a lot of people that are fans of them, and they're a Texas school. So I want to see the in-state school win right there. How about the 3 o'clock game, number 9 Alabama versus number 1 Indiana in the Rose Bowl? Obviously, Bama came back from 17 down versus OU in. At OU, and Indiana beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. Indiana is without defensive end Stephen Daly, which is, I believe he led the country or the conference in tackles for loss. Got injured celebrating after the Big Ten Championship on the sideline. Isn't that a mess?
That's tough.
But Alabama, Indiana, this is probably the most intriguing matchup for me just because I don't know who either one of these teams really are.
Right.
I mean, the Cinderella story of Indiana is absolutely fascinating, and the post-Saban era of Alabama and kind of how they survived, didn't make it last year, they're in this year. How does that work? Who you like in the Alabama-Indiana game?
I'm certainly pulling for Indiana. I've jumped on the Indiana bandwagon these last 2 years, and I hope they can pull it off. What they did against Ohio State is what gives me hope, because otherwise I would say this is sort of like Miami against Ohio State, where I don't know if Indiana can match up with this type of roster. But obviously, they held their own with Ohio State, so I imagine they can do the same with Alabama. Always want to fade a team like Alabama the following game after you erase that big deficit, have that dramatic win. There's sometimes that letdown in the next game. So I'm rooting for Indiana. But I've said all year, I think this is the most impressive coaching college job I think we've ever seen with Kurt Cignetti. When you look at the talent rankings on paper, they're right up with Boston College. Indiana is based off recruiting rankings for talent. And yet here they are, the best team in the country, beating Ohio State, favored by 7 tomorrow against Alabama. It's a remarkable job he's done. I think Indiana wins. I'll certainly be rooting for them. But at the same time, there's part of me that wouldn't be surprised if they kind of get punked tomorrow. And for lack of exposed by a speedier, you know, quicker Alabama team.
I'm surprised I feel this way, but the late game tomorrow is the one to me that draws the least interest. Ole Miss, 6-seed Ole Miss versus 3-seed Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl. It's the second meeting between these two teams. Ole Miss actually led in the fourth quarter before Georgia had scored 17 unanswered to win that first game, that first matchup. Georgia never punted in the first contest. This is going to be a huge challenge for Pete Golding, not only the new head coach for Ole Miss, but the defensive coordinator. We will see how that all pans out there. By the way, Lane Kiffin may attend the game. Apparently, there's some reports out there that from LSU and Ole Miss, reports that Lane Kiffin may attend the game. So Lane went ahead and reached out to ESPN, apparently, to see if he could get in the booth and have him a moment right there.
Of course. And,
why wouldn't he, right? All right, that is Luke Morrow. I'm Clint Sterner. Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos back at the studio. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, 59-99. Y'all come on up, hang out, have a drink, and watch some of these college bowl games going on right now. Plenty of live action to ease on in to the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings, and definitely if you're in New Caney, in this Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, there is a player that is on the streets that was unexpectedly cut on the streets at a position, not of need for the Texans, but definitely a position where we've got some starters that are banged up. Would you entertain this player? Wouldn't cost you much. Would give you some depth. May cause you some problems. Would you entertain this player as a Texans fan? That's next right here on Sports.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Radio 610.
It's a Thirsty Thursday, Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, it is, and we are up in New Caney, 59-99, Buffalo Wild Wings location. Come on through and hang out. A lot of action, man, a lot of action. I'm looking at a 14-14 Arizona State-Duke game going on right here in front of me. We got a 0-3 Texas leading Michigan in the first quarter, 5 minutes remaining in that first quarter. We got that game rolling, and Iowa, they're the most beautiful thing in football, victory formation, taking a knee. How about this? How about Iowa? How about Iowa scoring 34 points, 34-27 yeah. over Vanderbilt? That's
I want some money.
I mean, that's pretty. I mean, 8-4 Iowa versus a 10-2 Vanderbilt team. To go up and outscore them 34-27. Now, look, there were some guys sitting out. I think Vanderbilt was missing their big tight end. I don't know if he was hurt or if he sat out, but nonetheless, Iowa putting up 34 points. I don't give a damn if you do that in a spring game. That's impressive. So we got plenty of football to watch, and them Longhorns are rocking and rolling right now against the Michigan Wolverines. Opted out. Boy, Texas does have a long list of players that are opted out. Did you see that?
And
I know three of them are running backs, so we'll see if they can find their future at running back in today's game or not. If you're in the building, make sure you put your name in the – get you a raffle ticket. You don't have to put your name in anything. Just get you a raffle ticket. My man Shay right here will help you out. We got a couple of different coolers. We got a Bluetooth speaker. We've got foosball table foosball deal going on over here. So we got plenty of giveaways. Big shout out to Bud Light for making that happen. Big shout out to Bud Light. Hey, there's a quick question here, Luke. And you know, I didn't think this was much of a topic until I posted about it on social media. And the interesting thing was, I got a big response back, and it was about a 50-50 split. The Dallas Cowboys have parted ways with cornerback Trayvon Diggs, right? Not Steph Diggs. Steph is in the legal trouble up in New England, which, by the way, one of their defensive linemen got in some legal trouble.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on. Aaron Rodgers may have just tainted that part of the country up there for athletes. Them guys need to keep the damn hands to themselves. But the Cowboys have cut Trayvon Diggs, and in true Jerry Jones fashion, this is soap opera worthy. Apparently, he did not get approval from the team to stay in Washington after they played the Commanders and go home for Christmas with his family, with his mom. Apparently, they're from that area up there. It was close. Instead of flying back to Dallas and then back up there, he asked permission, didn't get permission. Apparently, you're supposed to put in that early in the week. You're supposed to get that taken care of. He tried to do it late in on the clock. They said no. He said, to hell with y'all, I'm staying anyway. Their relationship had been rocky for a while between the player and the organization. But this move pushed it too far, and Jerry said, to hell with him, and cut him. So you got Trayvon Diggs on the streets. And I just threw it out there. Texans fans, would you entertain it? You've got two cornerbacks, one which has a nagging oblique issue, which it seems like it impacts his hip, and Derek Stingley, who's come out of the game multiple times and has a history of injury issues. And then you've got Kamari Lassiter, who has been dealing with some kind of injury leading up to the game that kept him from practicing full weeks over the last probably month of football. And then in the game, he hurt something where he had to leave. And the brief time he was gone, you saw what a good offense will do. They targeted Tremont Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And they targeted him to the tune of a go route over the top of his head that just thankfully he stayed with it and made the tackle. But that could be a big problem moving forward for the Texans if they lose one of those corners that appear to be banged up. So I just lobbed it out there. Would you entertain it? I think it cost you about $400,000 to pick him up the rest of the season. But just for an insurance policy at that cornerback position, and boy, it got a flurry of noise on social media. Just what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not interested in him. I mean, maybe if you said just for the rest of this season, insurance policy for the playoffs, okay. I wouldn't invest anything into the future on him. And I don't know if I'd even want to bring him into this defense and potentially disrupt things. But, you know, he had that great season a few years ago where he made it to the Pro Bowl and he had 11 interceptions. But I'm of that school of thought, the analytical group that believes turnovers are a fluky stat that you can't count on. And since then, he hasn't gotten the interceptions, and the numbers have not been good. I mean, this year in particular, he has allowed a perfect passer rating. Granted, he's been hurt. He hasn't played a ton this year. But a perfect passer rating when targeted this year. The quarterbacks have completed, I think it's about 85% of passes thrown his way. So when he's not getting the interceptions, I just don't think he's that playmaker. You know, we were talking, having the conversation about three, four years ago that he's one of the best defensive backs in the game. But when you remove the turnover plays, those big plays, I just don't think he's that guy. And I don't think it's worth taking that risk and potentially disrupting things, almost like the whole C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing at the beginning of the year for a defense that is already playing so well.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I'll be honest with you. When I threw it out there, I personally was of the thought, like, no chance. I mean, there's no sense in even entertaining it, right? And then I saw the money, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And I do feel like the Texans are an organization, and particularly a defense, that can handle any level of personality for a couple of weeks. I'm not privy to the information of exactly how bad Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter's injuries really are.
Right.
But if either one of them scare these guys at all, boy, I agree with you. I don't think – it's not that I think he's a great corner. I just think he's a real corner.
Right.
I mean, he's a starting corner in the NFL, and if you had to have him, he could play within a system. And I would think that he could do that for a couple of weeks, hopefully a month, with the Texans given the supporting cast here. So, I don't know if he's even going to – if he's even – has he passed away, gone through, been claimed or not? I don't even know exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't even know how exactly all that works with a player of that ilk. But I don't know. I just thought if the stars aligned and the Texans got an opportunity at him, I wonder how many of y'all out there would be like, yeah, why not take a swing at him? And it's an insurance policy just for the playoffs. I'm with you. I wouldn't invest a dime in his ass beyond 2025, or I guess I would because it's fixed to be 2026.
Yeah, but beyond February.
Beyond this season, I tell you that right now. So. He's going to land somewhere. He's going to land somewhere with a playoff team, and he's going to help somebody more than I say he's going to help as in play. I don't know if he's going to make plays or not, but he's going to be on the field for somebody in these playoffs moving forward. So interesting take on Diggs. Interesting response on Trayvon Diggs. We'll see. Keep you posted where he lands. All right, head coach, Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans. We will go over to NRG Stadium and hear from him next right here on
tonight's meal. Tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sports Radio 610.
It's a Thirsty Thursday, Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
You heard the man. We are in New Caney, Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on through and hang out. But right now, we're going to go down to NRG Stadium where D'Amico Ryans, Houston Texans head coach, is meeting with the media.
Today, I think that Riley Leonard's going to start. What do you think about him, and what do you know about him?
Yeah, for Riley Leonard starting, you know, it's a great opportunity for a young quarterback to get his op in this league. What I know about Riley is he's a very athletic quarterback, so he'll do a good job of moving in the pocket, trying to escape some things. And, you know, we have to do as best as we can defensively to make sure we're just playing sound with our technique, our fundamentals, just being where we're supposed to be. When you have a new quarterback stepping in, there will be a lot of unknowns. There's nothing that we can just hang our hat on that they're doing certain things. So have to be prepared for anything. One thing, knowing that he is an athletic quarterback, have to be prepared for him to pull the football and run it. So we have to make sure we're aware for that. Other than that, it's just about us just doing what we need to do defensively, playing how we play.
How important was it to bring Sheldon Rankins back to this team?
Yeah, bringing Sheldon back was it was a really high priority for us. Really hated to lose Sheldon when we lost him. All right, my second year here, we were trying our best to keep him. So hated to see him go, but everything happens for a reason. It's very important to get him back, and we were able to do that. Thankful that he was willing and able to come back. He provides a ton of leadership for our room. Especially the defensive line room, the defense in general. Like, those guys look up to Sheldon as a veteran player who's done it at a high level. Guys listen when he talks. And he has, you know, just really great – he brings really great chemistry to that entire room, putting it all together. And he does a really good job of communicating out on the field. And I think he's playing really well this year. He hasn't gotten a ton of credit, but, you know, he is definitely one of the key reasons of why, you know, the guys have played well defensively, because of his play on the interior and more specifically on passing downs. He's done a great job as well.
Time with the – as a player, time with 49ers and here – what have you learned about how to manage the guys during the week and then making these decisions when you're already in the playoffs about how do you manage the playing time, the practice, all those things that are going on?
As we go through, you know, preparing for the playoffs, it's, you know, we have to focus on this week. And so as we focus on this week, you know, my mindset is our guys are playing. We have something to play for. That's the division. We have to control what we control, and that's going in, trying to find a way to beat a really good Colts team. And that's my focus. That's where we are. When it comes to managing guys, everybody, it's, for me, as I coach, and I've always been about this, is everybody is on their own individualized plan. And that's how I always attack everything from OTAs all the way through the season. Each man, you know, has to do what he has to do to prepare himself to be ready to go play. If guys are ready to go, they'll be out there.
Often talk about the work that your assistant coaches do and, you know, about there being the next man up mentality. Can you talk about the job that DB does with the running backs? Has so much changed there, and I know it starts up front, but they've had success under him.
Yeah, so thankful to have Coach Danny Barrett on staff. I know he was a guy who was here before I got here, heard a lot of great things about Coach Barrett. And, you know, a guy I lean on because he has the head coaching experience. He's played, you know, he's coached for a long time. Very wise man who always has great knowledge, great input and insight on things that he shares with me. So I'm thankful to have him. And then when it comes to coaching the running backs, he's done a great job. He's one of the best running back coaches in the league. Just multiple guys he's had to work with. He finds a way to make it work and finds a way to help those young guys produce. And so he's a really good teacher, does a really good job with all the guys he works with. So, yeah, we're blessed to have Danny on staff.
Coach, how beneficial is it to have, you know, your running quarterback stable where almost everyone has game experience, and some of them even were starters going into the game. You know, how do you feel about your running back room as you prepare for playoffs, obviously the Colts as well?
Our running backs have done a really good job. Everybody who's, you know, taken snaps or gotten opportunities to carry the football, you know, each guy's made productive plays in a running game, and that's what it's about. And, you know, you can't run it well unless you're blocking well up front. So our offensive line has done a really good job of blocking it, and the backs have done a good job of taking advantage of what's there.
What did you make of Kayvon Wallace, the time that he got last game?
I thought Kayvon stepped in and did a nice job. Just throughout the week, the past couple weeks, he's done a great job of communicating and practice as being where he's supposed to be. Just the communication piece is very vital to how we play defense, and that's where, you know, he impressed me throughout practice, and he did a good job in the game of, you know, making some open field tackles, which we needed, and we'll see how he continues to progress. Sam is ready. I gotta let you get there.
What does having a corner like Kamari Lassiter, who seems to have like a different level of toughness and physicality to him, what does that add to your defense?
What Kamari adds is something unique from, I would say, any corner in the league. When you look at the corner position, right, you don't look at corners as physical, game wrecking, like just disruptive play. You don't look at corners that way. Everybody, the first thing you think about is how they cover, right? And Kamari can cover really well, but also he has these disruptive, physical, violent, swarmish type plays that just stick out on tape that everybody, if you watch film and you watch Kamari, you have to have a genuine appreciation for the way he plays football. And that's what I mean when I talk about getting guys on our team who love football. Watch Kamari Lassiter. Those are the guys I love. Those are the guys I feel like fit what we do here in Houston.
With the way that the Week 18 schedule is set up with you all playing when you do and Jacksonville and Tennessee playing at the same time, is that kind of like a benefit kind of like for you as far as not, you know, watching, being able to watch the scoreboard or, you know, the nerve-wracking back and forth that they may have, just being able to focus on your own game?
And when I was sitting at home waiting on the schedule to come out, I told one of my buddies, I'm like, oh, they're going to make us play at the same time. I knew that would happen. And rightfully so, it makes it interesting. Nobody, you have to, you know, play the game. So I understand why it's set up that way. It won't be nerve-wracking for me. I'm going to be focused, you know, on our game and what we have to do, because no matter what happens with all these scenarios, I think it matters most if it's that Houston has to win. Right, and that's our focus, and that's what we'll be focused on. Whatever else happens, it happens. We can't control that. Yeah, I mean, we want to see what happens in that game for sure, but we can't control it. So you can't control it for me. You don't worry about it. And so, good schedule set up.
You've had Tommy and Sheldon for most of the year, but the guys right behind them that you had this past week, Jones and Fotu just got here. What can you say about what those guys have been able to do in their short amount of time that you guys have had them in the building?
Yeah, Fotu and Jones, they stepped in. They've done a good job of just learning our system. It's difficult getting guys in this late in the season, but I definitely appreciate the guys, just their urgency to dive all the way in and learn how we do things, accepting the coaching and being able to take it to the field on such a short notice. So it stood out to me. You know, two big guys inside who are playing that way, and they helped us in the run game tremendously last week.
Considering all the ups and downs of the season and the adversity you guys face, what does it mean to you personally and for the team to have already got your playoff berth and have a chance to win the division again going into the last game?
Yeah, to be in the position we're in right now, for me personally, it means a lot to me. I'm very grateful and just humble, proud of our guys for, you know, the work that it takes. I don't think a lot of people understand the work that it takes to, you know, be able to overcome, you know, such a rough start to the season, right? It takes a ton of belief. It takes a ton of commitment to the things that you're doing. You have to trust your process completely. You can't waver. And so that's what I'm most proud of this year. Like, nobody wavering on our staff, our players, no one wavering. And so to be in a position we're in now, And again, the destination isn't the playoffs. We're there, of course. That's the goal every year, to get in. But for how we had to do it this year, you know, it is one to be proud of for our guys and the work that they put in.
So you wanted to delegate more. And Matt Berg has obviously gotten a lot more responsibility this year. What have you seen from his growth from the first time he started to where he is right now?
I think Matt has done a good job of just handling the meetings throughout the week with our guys, and also just calling it on game day. I thought he's done a good job of it, and utilizing the coaches, all the coaches around him. So it's really not about just one person. Like, it's about – coaching is about staff. We say coaching staff for a reason. It's never about one person. It's everybody working together tirelessly to make sure, as coaches, – we're communicating well and we're putting our players in the best position to succeed.
Coach, I think I might know what your answer might be, but I think, you know, with the reverie, what's about to transpire tonight with the reverie, I think you probably already checked that mark off. Your leadership will expound to the rest of the players what the job he still got to get done Sunday and beyond. So, you know, let's be careful tonight.
Yeah, for sure. It's Happy New Year's to everyone. All right, Happy New Year's. It's man, this year went by fast. As everybody says, they go by fast. Thankful to see another year, but it's also at the same time for us and what we do. It's hard for us to celebrate, you know, holidays and knowing what's at stake for us and what's most important thing. The most important thing is, hey, we have to have a great day of practice tomorrow. So we don't have days to waste. We don't have time to go out and party, have a good time. Like, what's important right now? Get your rest, and let's make sure we're preparing for the Colts.
We'll close with Coach, going back to what you were talking about as far as being proud of this team and the way you guys bounced back and never wavered, I think human nature is to kind of maybe have a little bit of doubt, if not at least think, man, how are we going to get out of here? As the head coach, or get out of this hole, this early hole in the season, as the head coach, what kind of conversations, or what was kind of some of the messages that you delivered to the guys to be able to, you know, keep your head up and believe, as you mentioned, in the process?
Yeah, for everybody that's been here, as Kim would say, my message doesn't change. My message, it truly doesn't change. And, you know, I'm not a doubter at all. Like, I truly believe if anything can happen, you got a chance, like, let's go. Like, that's how I believe. That's what sports is about. You can't doubt yourself in sports and then expect to win. So every time I line up, every time we suit up, like, we're expecting to win. Things don't always go your way. You don't look at yourself like you're less than or you're not worthy. You keep battling. You keep working. And if you continue to work the right way, you keep punching, like, that wall will break for us. And that's how I approach it.
Coach, I know we've asked you about, you know, your mentality, the players' mentality, the coaches, staff, the organization as a whole, but what would you say to those fans, those ones who stuck with you all, even after that 0-3 start, they never jumped ship, they wore the Texans gear proud, they went on social media saying how much they still love this team, they were still behind you, what would you say to them?
Oh, to all the fans that have stuck with us, like, that's when, you know, people talk about diehard fans. I know we have a lot of diehard fans here in H-Town that are proud to wear their Texans gear no matter what the outcome is, no matter how dim it may look. Like, we still had a ton of support, still had people, you know, showing up, showing that support, you know, backing us on social media and all those good things, right? I know, I get it. Like, but our fans are some of the best fans, you know, in the league. And it shows, especially shows to me when we go on the road. It's easy when you're home, everybody's here, but to see the fan and the amount of support we have when we're on the road and traveling, like, that does our heart well. We step into the stadium and we see, you know, a sea of red of Texans jerseys, and, you know, our fans are there, you know, being rowdy and supporting our guys. So we're thankful, you know, for the support that we get always from our fans, because, you know, we know what we do. It can definitely inspire and motivate a lot of people, and that's what I hope and I pray that for what we do, we understand it's sports, but for what we do as a team, I just pray that as the Texans go about this 2025 season, that it's inspirational to someone out there that's watching us. Like, that it hopefully inspires you in your life, hopefully makes you a better person in any given way. That's what we're about. Like, how can we, again, shine our light to for others to see the good work that our guys are doing.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Houston Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans live from NRG Stadium right there, leading up to the game. It's a wet Wednesday. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings up in New Caney, 59-99. Big shout out to Bud Light for making it happen. Let's react to D'Amico Ryans. There's a new quarterback for the Colts that is a little different skill set than one Phillip Rivers. That's going to be taking snaps that D'Amico mentioned. Let's talk a little bit about, react a little bit to what D'Amico had to say there from NRG Stadium. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.